The media landscape has changed radically over the 37 years that Project Censored has been monitoring it. But the Sonoma State-based watchdog program continues to apply their critical scrutiny to the past year's reporting across all available platforms.
We're vetting material. We're going through and looking at the massive amount of coverage and perspective that's there and saying, this is stuff that we don't trust. It's powerful, but there's not yet the kind of critical mass of evidence to support these claims on this story. But over here is a story that we do trust. We've looked at the sources, we've checked the facts, and we believe that this story, controversial and upsetting though it may be, deserves more attention than it's getting.
Andy Roth is associate director of Project Censored and co-editor of their annual book, which includes the top 25 censored, or at least underexposed, news stories of the past year. This new edition is subtitled Fearless Speech in Fateful Times, which Project Censored director Mickey Huff says reflects one of the prominent themes in their new list.
Including Obama's war on whistleblowers and journalists, Obama has invoked the Espionage Act and has persecuted and attempted to prosecute more whistleblowers than any other president in history. That's one of our top stories. Certainly the coverage or lack of corporate coverage of the Chelsea Manning case. More broadly, in the war on journalism globally, journalists are literally under attack. The number of journalists killed on the job has significantly risen over the last 2 years alone.
Other recurring themes involve revealing if downbeat reporting on economic inequality, health and the environment, and civil liberties and human rights. Yet there are bright spots as well, notes Roth, who points to Iceland's radically democratic response to their nation's externally triggered economic woes.
The people of Iceland pushed back. They said, we refuse to shoulder publicly the debts that were created by these private institutions and that are now threatening to ruin our economy. The other thing they did is they said, we need a new constitution. So there was both an economic and a political revolution that intertwined in Iceland. And the people voted that their new constitution would identify all the public land in Iceland as part of the commons. And it couldn't be used for private gain. It had to be used for the good of all.
In this 21st annual edition of the Project Censored book, they also touch on the celebrity-driven distractions of junk food news, but give greater attention to the more insidious editorial judgments they brand news abuse. As one example, Roth contrasts the coverage of the deaths of two prominent foreign leaders, Margaret Thatcher and Hugo Chavez.
When you look at the content analysis of the coverage of these two figures' political careers, it's about 3-1 positive to negative for Thatcher and just the opposite for Chavez. So this would be a case of what we talk about as news abuse. The way these stories are framed shapes and reshapes public perception in ways that have real political import.
Adds Mickey Huff, this is part of their broader mission of fostering media literacy and critical analysis of journalism in general.
We train people in media literacy and deconstruction of propaganda. We are major proponents of teaching people how to think, not what to think. We don't just cover the top 25. We have full chapters in the book that talk about the importance of learning critical thinking skills and how to have people think independently.
The new book, Project Censored 2014, is officially released this week. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.